Blog Talk Radio.
Let's say love.
Representing for life.
It's Ganga, yeah, yeah. I say we celebrating life. Oh, 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 giving thanks for another day we're alive. Hey, and even though we've got someone who passed away, we're still alive. So keep on celebrating life. Hey. Cause life another layout and no ring game. Don't sell out your soul to gain no fame. Better do the right thing, you know. See in your lane and in the circle of life. Set the links on your chain. Me see too much life already fall like a rain. And the mother say my ball cause it cause that a pain. And step on my brain and a cause that a chain. To see the innocent fall in these latter days. But I'm still alive, so me sending out the praise. A musical offering to the most I each day. Feel like none of we on earth we can't pay. None me nah go take away. So while I'm alive, me a say thank God. Let me celebrate life. Oh, 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 oh. Giving thanks for another day we're alive. Hey, and even though we got someone who passed away, we're still alive. So keep on celebrating life. Hey, I'm no money and no girls, but a life are the best. I'm high and life like me just on the test. What a pretty sight when you see a woman and just touch her a 9 months time with a baby she blessed. And that's life, your sure works at its best. You not see the birdness and you not see the ants nest. You got life every day and I say nothing. You not get and a complaint, so you're stressed and you not have no happiness. But you not see a bag of people dying every day. Some lay down in the bed and can't move and look how strong you are step. Just give thanks for the blessings where you get. Stop, give yourself regrets, so better tell yourself this. Once you got life, then anything is possible. Dead man tell no tears that it's impossible. Put the ignorance away and stop being miserable. Come make we celebrate life on a different level. Tell yourself, we are celebrating life. Oh, 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 oh. Giving thanks for another day we're alive. Hey, and even though we've got someone who passed away, we're still alive. So keep on celebrating life. Oh, oh, oh. So make we rep for life, everybody make we strike a light tonight. Every end that go come alive, I celebrate till the sunlight. Just hold your cups up high and strike your light to the sky. Burn a flame for the ones that pass away, but right now it's all about life. We're celebrating, celebrating life. Oh, oh, oh. Giving thanks for another day we're alive. Hey. And even though we got someone who passed away, we're still alive. So keep on celebrating life. Oh, oh, oh. Yo, Gila.
And that was our King Conca. This is Conversations with the Diva.
Let's have love.
King Conca, are you there?
Yes, love. King Conca representing.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm hearing it clearly.
All right. Okay,
yes, I'm
tell
here,
us
hearing
about,
it clearly.
I can hear you. So tell us about the song that we just played. Who was your inspiration and why? And what was behind, and who helped you with the music?
Well, actually, my songs are normally inspiration from my everyday life, you know, things that I see that happen around and things that I actually experience myself, you know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
I write my own songs. All my songs, I write them myself. And I'm And I'm currently working with one of my young producers, just the same, is G Blacks Record. That's here in my hometown, St. Anne in Jamaica, just the same, you know what I mean?
Okay. So you just, when you, where do you get your inspiration to write? Where do you get your inspiration to write from?
Okay, my inspiration.
I know you
did
your
like
everyday
growing
life,
up as a
but
child,
like
I used to love.
Person?
Is there a what? Repeat it again. I didn't hear it just now.
I said, is there like your family? I know you said your everyday life, but is there special people in your life that inspire you, or you just it's just everything you see in life?
Okay, music for me was just actually it's as if I was born with music. Know what I mean? So for me, I used to like write poems a lot. So my writing skills was developed from doing penmanship in school, from all of that. But then gravitating it into the music, making my own words. You know what I mean? We used to do like poems at school, competitions. You know what I mean? So that's from an early tender age inspiration. You know what I mean? So yeah. So from there, I just love writing, and then getting my words together. It just come across so easy whenever I sit and relax, you know what I mean? So it's just natural.
Well, thank you. Well, this is King Conker. He's out of Jamaica. Is that right?
Yes, out of Jamaica, living in St. Anne at the moment, out of Jamaica. I was actually born in Kingston, you know what I mean? 2 Mile Crescent Road in Kingston, you know what I mean? So, you know, growing up, I live in several different places.
And
in
ladies,
Jamaica.
He is a good looking man. He is.
No,
I mean, I was able to. Yes, you're a very good looking man. I just want to say that. Oh, my
thank
goodness.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, anytime. So I am here live from St. George, Utah. I had to go out of town because I have medical appointments coming for tomorrow. So I need all the prayers I can get. I will be going to the doctor tomorrow, but I just wanted to have you on the show because you were introduced by one of my really, really awesome friends at work. Her name is Larissa, and I hope this is I tried not to crack up. I can barely talk.
Yes.
Larissa, is that you? Hello.
No, this is Stacy, and my phone's going to die, but I wanted to tune in and listen while I could.
Oh my God, this is the greatest woman in the world. This is my bestie, and she has the Urban Release magazine that is online out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Stacy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the Urban Release magazine and what you guys do and what kind of stories you're looking for?
Okay. We're an urban-based magazine, and we focus on music, literary, sports, business, community programs, social issues, and we're always looking for compelling stories, you know, from anybody that fits into those categories. And I am a subscriber to your show, so when I got messaged and learned who you had on tonight, I thought I'd tune in, and I only have like 10% on my phone, so I'm going to let you do the talking. I'm going to do the listening. And if my phone dies, I'm sorry, but I'm excited to hear your show.
Okay, well, real quick, tell everybody where they can find you and when the next issue is coming out.
Yes, ma'am. You can find us at www.theurbanrelease.com. Definitely Facebook as The Urban Release. And we are a bi-monthly magazine. And we are... Our magazine is released on the first of every second month. So January 1st, we had the January-February issue, and our next issue will come out March 1st for the March and April issue. So definitely.
Thanks, my love. And don't forget to call me tomorrow because, remember, we have to plan coffee. I love you.
Definitely, without a doubt.
Love you. Hold on. All right. We have another caller from 702. This is a blessed night, the night that my voice, I'm trying to keep my voice on the air, and I get a lot of calls. I'm just going to say, okay, God, funny. Who's 702-429? Marissa?
Yes?
Hello, my lady. What's up?
Hi, family. I thought I'd call in since you called me out. I was like, I guess I have to call in now. I just wanted to quietly listen.
Yeah.
So that's all I was trying to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
well,
both of you guys are amazing. Keep doing what you're doing.
You can go back silent, but I do want to thank you. Because you know what? You know, ladies and gentlemen, how Rolling with the Diva gets her people who are independent artists, because you know I love independent artists, sports and true life stories and anything controversy, is I get them from everyday people like Larissa, like Stacey, who say that they know somebody. And that's how we need to be with society, is we need to do the more positive, and we need to uplift people who are trying to bring the message. The first song I'm going to tell you, King, I was actually, you know what, the doctor said no exercise, but I actually could do like 50 push-ups to that song, so I like that song. I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, I'm done playing. Okay, I hope my doctor wasn't listening.
Okay.
But anyway, moving back to you.
Right.
So tell us what the hardest part for you about being, Larissa, thanks for calling. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to come back to you if you want to, dear. Tell us what the hardest part, King, is for you being an independent artist, and what are you trying to do to get yourself more mainstream?
Okay, the hardest part for you, for a young upcoming artist, as an independent artist, part for you is to get people who has hands and hands in the industry to give you some help. It's hard for them to look at you, to listen. And I mean to even give a listening ear, because it's like if you're not with the name brand labels, it's as if you're not recognized, you know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
It's a bit hard getting your stuff out there, you know what I mean? But so now social media is one of the mainstreams that, you know what I mean, most young artists is using out there to get their stuff out right now, you know what I mean? For instance, your show right now, this is a blessing to be on your show, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
and
a blessing. So I would have to say thanks to you. Give thanks to Larissa who made the connections, and give thanks to the Almighty who made it possible, you know what I mean?
Yes, God, definitely God. And I believe Jeremiah 29:11, that he always has a plan to put people exactly where they're supposed to be. Okay, that was my interpretation of the Bible verse. I don't want you Bible scholars calling me and say, oh, my God, you just misrepresented the Bible, because I said that was my interpretation. So no hate mail that I'm going to hell, because I will be the God in hell. I just don't want people to know that. Okay, moving on. Okay, one of the things that I do want to ask you, a couple of questions. How do you feel integrity in honoring and respecting yourself in music goes along with being in this industry?
Okay. For me, music is a message. Music is like a job. And those that got a chance to do it, who've got a talent to do it, we should play our part responsibly. You know what I mean? So whatever you do,
mm-hmm.
make sure it's positive. You feel me? So people
yeah.
who listen to your music, they should get an inspiration from it, and it should be a good one at least. You know what I mean? Because
yes.
we got so many musicians and artists in this world right now, and so many of us are using our talents wrongfully. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
So it's a blessing. So share it and share it properly. You feel me?
Yeah. Stacey, I know your phone's going out, but did you get to hear about it?
No, I bet, you know, when I got the message, I didn't make it in time because I was just wrapping up my show. You know, we're off at 8, and that's right when you start, so I missed the beginning. But I would actually be interested in knowing, how would you describe your sound?
How do you describe your sound of your music?
Well, my sound of my music is like, it will be like here in Jamaica. It's a natural vibe.
Mm.
You know, many people who visit Jamaica, whenever they come to Jamaica, it's as if they are in a paradise. You know what I mean? It's like,
mm-hmm.
it's an illusion, but it's a good one. You know what I mean? So it's like, it takes
yeah.
you from reality and it gives you a soothing vibe. You know what I mean? Make you feel relaxed. You know what I mean? It's as if
yep.
when you're listening to my music, it's as if you're seeing exactly what I'm saying. That's how I try to make my music creative, being an art, a work of art.
Sabrina, one more quick question while I've got 8% left. So sad. but I'd like to know, so coming from Jamaica and here in the U.S., do you notice a noticeable difference between how your sound is accepted as far as on, you know, the way the independent industry is in Jamaica versus here in the States?
Okay. What I would say now, our music is being fused on a global scale right now. And that's wonderful because many people are accepting Jamaican culture, Jamaican music, the dancehall, the reggae. You know what I mean? So there's not much difference between. There's only a thin line is between, but it's all going to be fused in and complete. You know what I mean? Because that's where it's heading right now. It's like a new era. It's a new genre of music coming in out. You know what I mean? It's like a new creation. You know what I mean? So the work that I do right now, it's like picking up pieces from the past, taking it to the present, and preparing for the future. That's how I do my music.
Nice. Let me play a King Conquer song, Stacey, and hopefully you get to hear this one through. Hold on.
Yeah. If you love someone, don't play around, cause that someone might not stay around. The smiling face will turn to a face of frown. So if you love someone, you better let it out. You better not play with it. If you find true love, then stay with it. Don't fake it, don't waste it, don't break it. It's true love, then I better take it, cause true love is hard to find. It's one in a million, one of a kind. So you got to let the love light shine. Keep the flash and the shock of love and don't waste time, cause when you love someone, love with all your heart, and you will never be apart. When you love someone, love with all your mind, and you should let your love light shine. Someone then show that you care. When that one needs love, then you will be there. Even when you're so far away, your love is so strong, it feels like you're right there. True love will last longer, and each and every day gets stronger. True love is the best answer. So if you find true love, try to keep it forever. Cause love is all we ask to give to the one we love. Yeah. All of the love to the one we love. Oh. Yes, love is all we ask to give to the one we love. All of the love to the one we love. True love is all that matters. Try to find true love every day, just start to make it better, yeah. When you love someone, love with all your heart, and you will never be apart. When you love someone, love with all your mind, and you should let your love light shine. Finding love don't fall, let your love be firm like the great China wall. You should let it flow, don't let it stall. Give it to the one you love, give it all. And show your love some attention, show some love with a lot of affection. And always remember to mention, I love you, that's the perfect selection, yeah. Cause love is all we need to show. To the love of your heart, yeah. You'll never know from the very start. That love is all you have in store. And so much more, give it as you'll ever for sure. Yeah. When you love someone, love with all your heart, and you will never be apart. When you love someone, love with all your mind, and you should let your love light shine. When you love someone, love with all your heart, and you will never be apart. When you love someone, love with all your heart. Yeah.
All right. That song actually looped and repeated because of Blog Talk Radio. We just love when they do things that I'm just not aware of. I am going to say I love that song, and I love God, because, you know, I'll be real honest, and Stacey knows I'm real. I just had to get rid of somebody I really, and I had to say get rid of, I had to kick to the curb. And I love people, but sometimes you just got to go. And was actually, like,
that's
a confirming of my heart. What I did was right. And that song was amazing. Sorry, that's just my own need at that moment. Stacey, go ahead.
No, I really liked it. It had a very rhythmic beat, very up-tempo and smooth. It's a classic sound. It definitely is. Where can we find your music?
Okay, you can find me at kingkanka397@gmail.com. And you can get contact me on WhatsApp at 4.
Can I send her the link?
King Kanka.
No, can I send her all your information?
Now.
Is that okay?
Yes, you can. You could.
I'll send her all the songs and your email link. Yes. And then you guys can communicate that way. Is that okay, Stacey?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely, without a doubt.
I just see God makes connection. You know what? It's just funny. Stacey always calls in when the good artists call in. And I've been hold on. Let me rephrase that. Because not everybody was not good. This is the one to really. Okay, never mind. Moving on. That's just the cold medicine talking for those people that were previous independent artists that might get their feelings hurt. I'm sorry. That is not even very nice. And you know what? I really do. I just have to say your music was like, making me move. And I was like, and it's really, it's positive. And I'm really tired of the butt-shaking, booty-romping, effing, cussing music that's out there. It's getting old. We're going into a way, way different era. We have a new president. We have everything new in our lives. I think the people, I'm not saying that doesn't have a place at times, it does, but you know what? Music is to be loved, enjoyed. And I'm not saying some people don't love that cussing, blah, 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 and, you know, she did this and he did that, but we are in a way, in a society where we need a lot of positive. And King Kong is right, and Stacey's right. We
That's
need
for
people.
Real.
You guys haven't heard Stacey talk. You have to hear her. She's really passionate. So I'm just going to, you have to trust her and say she's right. She's really passionate about a positive message and what we're doing for society. You guys really should check out www.theurbanrelease.com and really check in and tune into her radio show on Monday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Is that right, Stacey?
Yes, ma'am. It's 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific time on Blog Talk Radio. Again, it's TUR Radio. Thank you.
And if you guys don't know your time zones, don't call me. Don't ask me.
Please don't. That's a headache.
I'm so sorry. Get over it. I don't know either. I can't help you. I can't even help myself. Okay. Sorry.
Right.
Keep talking. I want to thank you for taking your time. You are a blessing. I do want to say your music is wonderful. I would love for you to get to know you and more of your songs, and for you to come back on our radio. I would love your positivity message in February for Valentine's Week, because it's just to me, music from the islands, and I say the islands because I have Belafonte. Hi, Belafonte. I'm mentioning you. His music is a positive from the islands. And you probably know each other, but I just want to thank you for that, and I want to thank you for taking the time. Sorry about last week, and you're an amazing young man who is going to go far in life. You hold strong to your values, and you keep doing positive like this, and you're going to be up there with everybody else. When you become famous, all I want is a Snickers bar. That's all, because I got you on my show. That's all I'm asking. When you become really famous, just a Snickers bar.
No.
Okay, maybe a trip to the island.
No.
Okay, just maybe. I'm just saying, maybe.
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure that you'll be a front row at the Grammys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
You'll be at front row in the Grammys. Now, I mean,
see, I didn't even answer that. I asked you.
And I do appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And your music, no, is
but that's what
and
I
one song. Thank you for the song. They were both amazing. You really do have a great, just like what Stacey said, but also your heart. You can feel your heart is in the right place. And do you do anything special, like with your community or outreach projects or anything that people can know of, or anything special that people can help you with? Because I know that in society we are becoming more and more. We want to try to give back to our society.
Yes, we do. But at the moment, I don't have a project on hand right now happening, but we got things in mind in the making to happen, because where I grew up, it's like going to children homes. Like, you know what I mean? No parents there. You got people taking care of you. That's how I grew up, you know what I mean? And it taught
yes.
me a lot and instilled a lot of manners in me, you know what I mean? So I want to give back to those places someday, you know what I mean? So this is my desire
yes.
to get my music out there. And whatever funds that I make from my music, I will share to those people that I know what they go through, because I've been there, you know what I mean? So I just want to give back to those people. You feel me?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much. You have a blessed evening and night, as you say. And thank you again. And you feel free to stop in anytime and tell us what you have going on. I'll pass your information to the Urban Release Magazine. Like I said, they're out of Nevada, and there are urban-based magazines that cover artists, sports, anybody that is a special person and does special things, that does it, music, special projects, let them know. Also, if you guys have, and this is just my public service announcement, I know it's like, wow, she just switched terms, but anybody out there suffering from mental health or mental illness, or you're just struggling, did you know in your state, in any state, you can call 211 and get either low income or free counseling, or get referral to numbers to get you help? Maybe you have insurance and you're afraid to call your insurance. Maybe they have the numbers that they can help you privately. Don't be ashamed of getting help for mental health counseling. It shouldn't be a stigma, because we all have something we need help with. You don't have to stay in a domestic violence relationship. There are people and places to help you. So please seek that help, get that help, and know that you're not alone. I know I switched that very quickly, but since I've been blessed to have this show and I'm sponsored by WBDM Media out of Chicago, we all agreed that we would always do that public service announcement, especially for African-American, Asian, and Hispanic cultures. We are ashamed sometimes of getting that help, because it's a stigma. It's not a stigma. What's a stigma is scaring your relatives and talking about the same thing at dinner, because you don't want to be getting help and you're stressing everybody out. I'm going to be cold honest, because everybody knows we have an Uncle Sam and Uncle Sally that we hide in the closet, that we don't want nobody to talk to because they're crazy. So don't be that crazy relative that get locked in the closet by your family because nobody wants you to talk to them. So go seek counseling. Okay, that was my public service announcement. Now to the... I'm sorry. You probably have one of those relatives that you lock in the closet, not King Kong, that you don't want nobody to talk to. I'm saying everybody has a relative. Stop it! Come on!
That's for real.
Everybody has a relative. It doesn't matter to
you. Know?
You do, don't you? Tell us. Okay. I'm just saying.
That's for real.
Everybody wants
but
to deny.
As we try to make sure we help everybody.
Everybody has a Madea. I'm a Madea relative. Everybody tries to hide in the closet. I'm the relative you don't want to bring out because I'm Madea. I'll be saying strange things and talking about your man and stuff like, oh, wow. Okay, moving on. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to be a good girl today. Well, I'm in St. George, Utah.
That's
I love
you, right?
I love Utah. Got to sit up here on vacation to get some rest because I just cannot seem to rest myself when I can't get rid of my cold. So we'll see to what the doc has to say tomorrow. I'm probably going to say take a month off work. Yeah, right. Okay, moving on. And this is my last public service announcement. If you want to be a foster parent, please call. Please be a foster parent for any state you live in, whether you're in Texas, whether you are in Las Vegas, whether you are in Louisiana, we need foster parents to take care of kids who are in care. Be a foster parent. Help a kid out. Give them a home, give them presents, and give them the love. Okay, last positive note that I always end on is Jeremiah 29:11. God has a plan to prosper you and not harm you, to give you a hope for the future. That's actually the quoted Bible verse. Yes, it is. So to all those Bible scholars out there, feel free to look that up. God has goodness for you. He doesn't have badness. We want to think he does, but he doesn't. He loves you tremendously. He doesn't make junk. He only makes good things. You can see that by the awesome music that he gave King Conca. That he is a blessed man with music. And King, you play the instruments, right?
No, I'm not really a play the instruments, but I got my team lined up with my band and everything, so we can just do that. But I'm just the one with the voice and the skills to write.
Well, you want to give a shout out to your team?
My friend, yes, I say shout out to G Black Records, you know what I mean? Gabby, you know what I mean? The whole entire team. Just to give thanks for the wonderful work they put in, you know what I mean? Make sure that we have some wonderful tracks, some soulful tracks, I should say. You know what I mean? So whenever I listen to those tracks, it's like, I get soulful music to be putting out to the people, you know what I mean? So give thanks, you know what I mean? And
I
then
can
we have
sing.
My brothers by my side, Moses. You can sing.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
Everybody's got that talent.
I don't sing. I was a joke.
So maybe
I was
someday
sing,
we
I
do a collab, right?
Yes. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, where you're the loud person, I'm the silent one. Moving on. Okay, who else were you giving thanks to? I'm a comedian.
Yeah,
that's all
I
do.
Shout out to my... That's for real. Yeah, it's good to have some jovial time in your life, yeah?
Yeah. I got you.
So, Shout out to my brother Moses Kelly. That's my brother that we grew up together. It's like 30 something of us brothers and sisters, but this brother is the only one I grew with, going to the children homes and all those places, you know what I mean? So we are two rough thugs together, you know what I mean? Brother by blood.
30?
Yes, my father was very wild, yeah.
Oh my God! He was a walking sperm bank. I thought my daddy with 19 children. You got to come back on for our other show. Fathers who have too many. Okay, moving on. Oh, my Lord Jesus. 30 children.
Yes, that's so much, you know what I mean?
Okay, your daddy need to go sit down, and I have no words. Whoa. He and my dad must have been brothers. They came from the same island. Wow.
Well, actually, and that's the part that me and my brother ended up in the children's homes, because that's the part of it. You've got so many of us, some of us got neglected, you know what I mean? So we ended up in the neglected bunch. So, yeah, that's the rough part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do. But you know what?
Yeah,
look at the positive that you've done, though. Look at how amazing that you've – look at the young man that you've become. And I say young man because I'm 52 going on 53, so I'm older than everybody, so everybody's young to me. That's an amazing, King. I'm proud of you, very, very proud of you. Wow.
Yeah,
I would say thank you for that.
You know what I mean? I feel so appreciated.
No, you bring your brother back
what?
On.
Say that again,
I'd love
please.
To hear you guys' story.
Okay, so tell me when again, and I'll let you know.
I will actually send you the date. I'll send, when I get back home tomorrow, because I'm up here for doctor's appointments too, I will send you the dates. But I'd love for you both to come back on and share your story of music in your life, because that's an amazing story. And you know what? I've never met anybody with 30 siblings. Dang. Shoot. Okay. That's too many presents to give in a month. I'd have to take a lottery on who was going to get a present for that month. Let me see. You? Okay, I gave it to you last month. You don't come around till next year. Wow. Okay, let me stop. Okay, I'm going to leave that enough. But you know what? At least I'm making you laugh, though. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be funny, but shoot, you really, come on now. You know nobody's going to get a present every, somebody's going to miss out on Christmas. Shoot, that's, okay. I love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on conversation. Oh, my goodness. You're a great man. You have a great humor, and you know what? I will send you. Oh wait, let's talk about that What app, because I want to tell everybody about the What app. I'm going to say, ladies and gentlemen, I like What app more than I like Line app or Facebook. That is an awesome app. I'm going to talk more about What app next week. You guys have to get What app. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome app. Well, King, thank you for your time. You've been a great guest. I will send you more music dates and more dates to just come on and talk about your family. Wow, you're just you're the walking history. Geez, but you're a blessing. Thank you for coming on, and I will post your show, and then I will send you a link so you can send that around and have that for yourself. Thank you, sir. You have a good evening.
And I'll say thank you, and I appreciate you taking your time out to, you know what I mean, let the world know King Conquer, you know what I mean? So thanks for the blessings, and give thanks, and I'm ready, and at all times, ready to speak, let the world know my music, let the world know King Conquer on a whole, you know what I mean? So there's a lot more to come, you know what I mean? So tell the world to prepare for it, you know what I mean? And I'm going to say thank you again for being
here.
Bless you.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Good night. Night, sir. Wow, that was King Conquer. What an amazing young man. What great music. We're going to end on one of his songs. And I just think that you guys should just actually, nobody should ever have a complaint. You can never say, oh, my God, I came from 6 kids. Or, oh, my God, I came from 20 kids. You came 30 kids, and that man is a walking testimony of greatness. You guys should all be so blessed to just to have the life that you have. Thanks for signing on. And signing off with Rolling with the Divas, who's in St. George, Utah, getting rest. Pray for me, my listeners, and have a great, great week. And I'll see you next week. We'll be talking about online dating and why not to do it and why being single is just as great as peach pie. Love you all.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. To love someone, don't play around, cause that someone might not stay around. The smiling face will turn to a face of frown. So if you love someone, you better let it out. You better not play with it. If you find true love, then stay with it. Don't fake it, don't waste it, don't break it. If it's true love, then you better take it. Cause true love is hard to find. This one in a million, one of a kind. So you got to let your love light shine. Keep the clock on the shock of love and don't waste time. Cause when you love someone, love it all your heart.